For many producers, this is the time when equipment maintenance is wrapping up. Additional tools are being attached to implements, and everything is prepared for planting. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. One of the things that can cost precious spring planting time is a breakdown, and that includes tire failure. We'll get some pointers from Firestone Ag's Brad Harris next. Brad Harris with Firestone Ag tells Brownfield, producers should take a close look at planters and drills, especially if they're adding additional aftermarket tools before heading out to plant.
Maybe row cleaners or hydraulic downforce that adds extra weight to the tires.
Harris says many implements, including planters, already come close to the safe weight limits of bias-ply tires before adding new equipment. And some of the new add-on tools add more than 200 pounds per row. So if working with a 12-row planter, those additional tools can easily add more than a ton of extra weight.
When we go out and weigh some of these pieces of equipment, we find that that old bias tire just doesn't have enough capacity for the weights that were for all the extra components. So we really want customers, when they're going to more of a full no-till system, adding all the extra attachments, to really start looking at radial implement tires.
Harris says more new technology tires are being made to fit original equipment rims,
so that customers can make the changeovers from some of those older bias tires to some of the new radial tires with all the new load capacities and tread patterns. So while sometimes it can be painful making the initial investment, the tire companies all try to understand that and try to make things work with what customers already have.
And even if tractor and implement tires are not very old, Harris says now is the best time to get down there and have a good look in case there's damage.
Inspect the tires. Make sure that we give them a good look over. Make sure there's no cuts, tears, snags in the rubber. If we're seeing cord or body ply materials as we're looking those tires over, to help us prevent downtime come spring, it's a good time to start replacing those tires. If you're noticing dry rot, weather checking, it's best to take care of those now so that when we do get into the planting season, we're not worried about our tires. And know what inflation pressure to run. What I suggest, again, as we're sitting there in the shop looking for something to do, just take a black Sharpie or a silver Sharpie and write the inflation pressure of what the book recommends on the by the valve core of those planter tires. That way, when we head to the field in the spring, it's something very visible for everyone that operates that piece of equipment of what the pressure should be.
Harris says more help is available online at firestone.com and at your local farm tire dealers. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.